with the Lincoln County Sheriff's Office. Good morning, Captain Andrews. How are you today?
I'm doing well, Duke. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing all right. Hanging in there. I appreciate you coming in to give us an update. Talking 911 services today. Understand there's been, not just in Lincoln County, but kind of around the area, a few issues with calls going to the wrong dispatch center. Tell us what's going on with this.
Yeah, so what we're seeing is we've had some issues come up to where, and I guess I'll use Black Mountain cell phones up there on Black Mountain because they are in Idaho. So what's happening is when people call 911 from their cell phones, that calls a lot of that time the call is going into Bonneville County Dispatch, and they're needing help down in Alpine or somewhere in that area. And so what's happening is it goes to Bonneville, which kind of delays the call going to us, and that creates a problem to get people help, the right help that they need. So that's been kind of an issue that we've been working with.
How quickly can, with this example, say Bonneville gets a call? I mean, they've got to be able to transfer it over still pretty quick, but the timing to find out where it needs to go, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that's correct. It takes a few, you're not talking hours, obviously, but it does go to their dispatch. They're trying to find out where that emergency is. Once they figure that out, then it goes to us. So you're talking a few minutes to get it back to us to where then we have to call EMS or fire or law enforcement or whatever it is. So it creates an issue with us getting the help that they need.
Yeah, 2 minutes. That's significant. So
it is.
That sounds like a big tech issue, right? So what's the course of action here?
So what we're trying to do is work with the cell providers. So that when these calls come in, if it comes in from a different area, they can actually pinpoint if it's coming in from Alpine. They can say, okay, in this quadrant, we want, if you get this from this quadrant, send it to Lincoln County and not Bonneville County. So there are things that they can do as cell providers that we're working with them saying, hey, you know, if it falls within this quadrant, please send it to Lincoln County and not send it to Bonneville. So that's logistics that we're working with the cell providers. Obviously, they have to do that. And so we're working with them. I know Jay Hogenson's involved with this, Mary Ann Christensen, our dispatch supervisor. So between all of us, we're hopefully getting to that point where we can be a better service to 911 callers on cell phones when that happens.
Now you're mentioning specifically the Alpine area, north Lincoln County,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Has this been an issue in other places around the county, or has it mainly been concentrated there?
No, it's not just North Lincoln County. We've also had that in Kemmerer area, because a lot of times, you know, people don't realize that cell phones are not landlines. So you're getting airwaves when these cell phones, you could hit about any tower depending on weather and a lot of other logistical things going on. So you can hit cell towers from anywhere. We had an incident where a caller actually hit one in Fremont County that got to us, you know. So, you know, with cell phones, they act weird and they're not landlines, and people need to realize that it's not a landline.
Are the cell phone companies giving you any sort of timeline on when they might be able to have this fixed?
That's not been my aspect of it as part of that. I know Jay Hogenson's working with that, so that's something we'd ask to ask Jay about that.
Sure.
But we're definitely working on it to provide that better service.
So what's something that people should be aware of then? Is there, when they make a 911 call, is there any way that anything the caller can do to help speed up the process if it goes to the wrong spot?
Yeah, you know, the biggest thing is, you know, make sure we know your location, because that's going to help us to pinpoint where you're at. We don't get those exact locations when you do call in. A lot of time we don't get any information. So if you're telling us where you're at and give us some detail where you're at, we can get help to you quicker.
So we're watching a TV show, right? And it says when someone calls on a cell phone, you can tell exactly where they're at. Now you're telling me Hollywood's not true, huh?
That's, you know, in some areas, you know, but being rural Wyoming, we're just not to that point yet. I mean, you get to the big cities, they can pinpoint a lot of that stuff. But in Lincoln County right now, we don't have that technology and we're not up to that par yet. I mean, we can get some information, but not all the information to exactly pinpoint your exact location.
So you still have to make sure you hand that out.
Exactly.
Captain Brian Andrews with us in studio this morning. Anything else regarding the 911 service and the issue there that you wanted to mention?
No, I just throw one thing out there that when you do call, give us all the information you can. And don't get frustrated when we ask you a bunch of questions, because we are trying to get you help and get the help that you need quickly.
People can check out SVINews.com or the Star Valley Independent. We had a little feature on your dispatch centers in Afton and Kemmer recently and talked to Marianne Christensen. And it was kind of fun to read maybe a little more and understand more what happens behind the scenes of the phone call.
Yeah, that's correct. And, you know, we're going to be sending out stuff social media-wise with tips and ideas of, you know, if you are having some cell phone issues or whatever, we're going to be doing some education stuff to get people aware, more aware of what's going on and how to remedy some of those issues.
Captain Brian Andrews, Lincoln County Sheriff's Office in studio this morning. While you're here, Captain Andrews, wanted to give you a chance to give another shout out to search and rescues, both Star Valley and Lincoln County. I know Star Valley Search and Rescue just did their annual training. It was cut short due to some weather complications, but man, the job that those guys do, it really is incredible.
It really is, and you know, those guys are not paid. They go out and spend their own time out there doing these things and helping people out in the back country and just doing a great job for Lincoln County. So, absolutely kudos to them guys.
Captain Brian Andrews, Lincoln County Sheriff's Office. Captain, thanks so much.
Appreciate it.
It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up live on the SVI Radio Network.